Hello, oh my God. Pete.
Here we are.
Hi.
Runs.
Happy Monday to you.
Yeah.
Hope you're having a good Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome or whatever to day you are listening on to this show.
Too dark.
Yeah.
Good
Hello.
To
see you.
See you. Thank you for supporting us on Patreon. We really appreciate you. And we've got a hat here full of your questions. We're all here. We're ready to talk to you for the next 45 minutes. And so, Peter Austin, kick us away.
It's gonna be silly.
The energy in this room right now feels fucking crazy.
Ciao.
Hey, don't say that.
Why?
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 They'll think it's going to be a shit episode.
No, it's never a shit episode. It's just the energy. I think all of our energy is just a bit whack this morning.
I'm so sleepy today. I did not sleep well at all, and I'm struggling to speak.
I'm running on fucking fumes. Let's do this.
I can't talk when Ashton Matthews is acting every night. Big acting.
Shut up.
I don't feel great either. But
have you got any reason?
No, I'm just being brave. I'm just being brave and keeping it to myself. Boy. No one knows that I'm struggling, so it's pretty cool over here.
Yeah. Janet Wicks says,
Wicks!
Hey, Abappers, you have a really weird peep?
Huh?
Do you ever, I thought it
said, Do you have a weird dick?
Do you have a really weird piece, I thought it said. It doesn't say that. Do you have a really weird place you'd love to visit that no normal person would want to go? Mm. For me, I want to go to Nottingham to see Warhammer World.
Oh, I didn't know there was one. But also, you know, it's Nottingham, so best of luck.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I recently found out that there is an alpaca world in South Korea, and I would like to go to the
South Korea. Wow.
Yeah. And it was on a video I was watching from the Korean Englishman, and they all went to see that, and they were the smiliest, happiest alpacas I ever seen in my life, and I wanted to go see the alpacas.
Mm-hmm. That sounds really
getting a little bit sad just thinking about it.
I kind of wish I was there now.
Just tearing up a bit.
I would really like to see the alpacas.
The alpacas right now.
They just had such smiley faces on.
They do have good faces, alpacas.
They do.
Impossibly.
Have you seen how thin they are when they're shaved?
Oh.
I saw a horrible video the other day.
You're ruining it. Okay. You're ruining it.
I won't
whisper
tell you
it. Whisper it to me.
Shaved just on its neck, and its neck was like,
that's so fucking weird.
It was really gross.
No.
Anyway, was it still happy?
Yeah, really happy.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's good to know. The horrors persist.
How those little pin necks keep their heads up? Why are they not like?
Well,
it's weight bearing fluff. It all stacked on top of itself. Yeah, it's nice and.
It's like a neck brace.
Yeah.
What was your thing?
What's a weird place you want to go?
I don't know. I don't really think any places I want to go.
Have you been to Diggerland?
Yes, I have been to Diggerland. Yes.
Cool.
As a child, I went to Diggerland.
Yeah, I went to Diggerland as a child.
Pretty fucking cool.
Pretty fucking cool. You get to go on those little diggers and you can just scoop the sand.
No, I know that I was much smaller and you were probably much smaller then as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I maintain that it's fucking mental that they let like kids drive heavy construction machinery around.
Yeah.
That is insane.
It is insane. Yeah.
Pretty cool though. Places, there's a flamingo. Jesus.
Flamingo
land around here somewhere, isn't there?
Yeah, the theme park. I've never been to one, but everyone says they're really good in Flamingo
Land. I'd quite like to go to a Flamingo Land. I don't think it's weird though.
I don't think that's weird. You know, that's not where no one else would want
I'd like
to go
to Maryland Chicken, actually. That's a place that
no one wants to go there.
But I would like to go because I haven't been there since I was a student.
And Snappy's tomato or tomato.
That's
pizza.
Also not weird though, because there's a photo of you and I holding hands on the.
Which also isn't weird,
as the one of the images on Google Maps, and it's had like nearly a million views. It's pretty cool.
Brilliant.
It's pretty cool.
Love it.
So that's a place that everyone should want to go.
Mm. I sometimes watch videos of people doing urbex. You know, like wandering around.
You want to go to a silo?
So cool.
Yeah. Sometimes they're like in tunnels and stuff, like old culverts and things like that. I think it looks really interesting, but I don't know anyone else who wants to go to places like that, and you shouldn't go to places like that on your own.
No.
You shouldn't really go to places like that at all. But if you are going to go with someone who knows what they're doing and who can, you know, help you if you fall down and break your leg.
I love videos like that. Mm. My issue is, though, that I really struggle to find good channels because so many of them have, like, insane clickbait titles and thumbnails.
Yeah.
And then...
And it's just a bunch of like loads,
and they don't
run around.
Well, yeah, that, and they also just don't find anything. Mm. It's just the only good one that I've ever seen was part of. I don't want to say his name because I've since learned some rather unsavory things about him, and I can't watch him anymore. But he's a guy.
Logan Paul?
No. I knew him. He goes around usually Eastern Europe and makes travel videos and stuff. And he broke into, I can't remember which country he was in. It was like a former Eastern Bloc country. He broke into like a big. They had to walk across the desert for ages. God. And then at nightfall, they slipped past some guards into a building that had like an old Soviet spacecraft in it. And he actually managed to get in and see it. And then he was escorted out afterwards. But it was like, that is mental. That is cool. That's the kind of stuff that I want people to find in tunnels, you know? But it's not realistic.
You do have to find the right tunnels. Like, I watched one where the guy is... he like does all the history of the building. Like he does loads of research. He'll talk about it for like 2 or 3 minutes before he goes in, show photos of it as it was. And then as he's going around, he like clearly knows what he's talking about. It's not just a few guys wandering around thinking, this is cool.
Look,
people
died here. We're at Blobby Land.
Yeah.
There was this...
That's real.
There was this really cool bunker in Cambridge that someone sold to the university. Like, do you guys want this? And
how did they get it out of the ground?
They didn't. Still there.
It's still there.
Yeah, it was the here's the thing. So, my dad went in to like look at it for the one of the first people to go in, and it's still like they just everyone who was had been in it when it was used like used had just gone, and it was like just remnants of like everything. What people had been in middle like the sentences half written.
What was it? A bunker?
I don't know if it was just like a like it had a bunch of like labs in it and was like just a bunker for kind of in the 60s, and then it was just no longer commissioned, so everyone just left one day and never went back. But the clocks all still work because they're not battery powered. So yeah, kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Right, Chip Thompson's thumbs.
Chris.
Howdy, Bap. Do you have somewhere you like to go just to get away from it all for a little bit? That big bunker in
Diggerland. Yeah, Blobbyland.
Diggerland. I've got a couple of nice coffee places near me where I'll take a book, sip generous amounts of caffeine, and just forget about everything for a while. Mm. Much love, Chip.
That sounds lovely.
Mine is one that I've talked about before where it's like a little forest where we met, I'm sure I talked about this on
The Dalmatian.
We met the Dalmatian and the man, the sort of woodland sprite man who appeared and told us about it. Mm-hmm. Went back there again recently and bumped into the man and his Dalmatian, which was nice.
Did he say thank you for the letter?
He did, yeah. He said, that was great that it turned up. You just wrote, like, he has a Dalmatian and it arrived at his house.
Incredible.
So, yeah, he was pleased to see us. Mm.
Cute.
Said, come round to my house, have a cup of tea.
See, that it sounds you're dangerously close to making friends, and I don't know about that.
Yeah,
it sounds like a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
I thought dangerously close to getting murdered.
I think he just wants to be friends, but I don't know if I want to be old man friends. You know?
Yeah, I quite like to go to the beach. I live near the beach now, and it's quite nice when the weather's nice just to go and sit there and do nothing for a few hours.
Yeah,
we've not had much sun of recent, and when we have, it's still cold. So hopefully at some point in the next few months, I'll have the opportunity to go to the beach and not to be cold. Mm. That will be nice.
We'll have finished making our garden just when the winter rolls in, probably.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Yeah, after a nice wet summer, nice cold winter. Perfect.
Mm, brilliant. I don't really have one that's like nearby, to be honest. Back next to my old flat, I used to like, there was a walking route that I used to do. Especially during lockdown, I'd go down onto the quayside and I'd walk along, the quayside,
mm-hmm.
and I'd walk along the side of the river on like the, it's like in the summer, it's really luscious and green. There's just like one road down there and I'd have a little loop that I'd go around. And sometimes because I didn't have any garden or balcony or anything in my flat, I would take a book and maybe some alcohol and a snack. And I would go down there and sit there and read my book in relative comfort.
Big illegal drinking alcohol.
Gosh.
Just on
it's
the bench.
In a water bottle. Mm. What are they going to do? Throw me in the river.
Huh?
Nice try.
They're going to turn you upside down and shake the alcohol back out of you.
Exactly.
Mm?
Nice try.
We'll stand here until you wee it back out.
Yeah.
Well, that will happen probably. Mm. That's usually the time I ended up going home, but there we are. Right, I've got a question here, and it comes from... Omar Zambon. Hi, Bapj. Name one thing you couldn't live without apart from spouses or partners. Cheers and keep up the excellent work.
Oxygen.
I was literally about to say my lungs.
You boring bastard.
I couldn't live without... This is really bland, but I mean
chips.
It. No, I was going to say meat.
Okay.
Because I love meat.
Fair enough.
And whenever I have a meal, I always like try and eat a few more veggies. But recently I've been like meal prepping for this week and I had made some like chicken fajita stuff and some rice. And I'm always disappointed when I finish all the chicken and I'm just stuck with like peppers and shit. So I'm like, ugh, wish I had more meat in this pot. Mm. But I just love it. There's not many types of meat I don't like. Mm. And I just feel like if I had to live a life where I wasn't allowed to eat meat anymore, I'd be really sad. And no. I think I'd struggle to find food as exciting as I do.
I agree. I, you know, when something is, when there's a dish where it's like, we'll be looking through like a book of recipes and things and it'll say, oh, look at this. It's got, look what's in it. It's like rice and courgettes and like tomatoes and like list all, fuck like that. All these where's ingredients. The and there can be as much in there as you like, but I'll say, yeah, but what? It's not finished though. There's something missing, you know. And you could make this like most wonderfully seasoned like something, but if I'm not able to also put a bit of like chicken on my fork with a mouthful of the very, very tasty other stuff, it won't feel done to me.
I mean, I eat veggie like a few times a week. Mm. We try to, but I always find them just a bit more disappointing than I do the meals where they've got meat in them.
I agree.
So
meat's fantastic.
I mean, you live with a vegan.
I do. I'm mainly plant-based. Yeah, for convenience sake. But
I don't mind meat replacement stuff. Like if there's something that imitates the meat, then at least it feels like there's something in there. But when it's just like, here's a whole pot of veggies, that's it. Yeah. Then I do kind of feel like, not for me.
Mm. I need to get a good vegan cheese sauce worked out because my girlfriend makes like a really good approximation, but it's not there.
Yeah.
Like it's not
and
cheese.
She hasn't had cheese sauce in a very long time.
That's also true. To me, it tastes like nutritional yeast and margarine, which isn't really cheese, but it's got loads of seasoning in there, like garlic and things.
It's
so
a nice sauce, but it's not a cheese sauce.
Exactly. So like we had quesadillas last night and I fucking love her quesadillas because it's basically just sort of like a creamy garlicky sauce in tortilla wrap and a toasted tortilla wrap and that's delicious. Mm-hmm. But if I were to have that on pasta, it doesn't hit for me personally. So that's the one thing that I mean, if we're going to talk about it from a food angle, probably cheese or like a reasonable cheese replacement in a lot of areas in plant-based cuisine.
Yeah.
There are some really good vegan cheeses out there. Cathedral City vegan cheese is very good. Mm. I like that one a lot. But I'm yet to find a good cheese sauce. Mm. That's a tricky one. Outside of that, though, I think podcasts, because I listen to a lot of podcasts when I'm pootling about the house and doing chores and going out and running errands and things, and I think I would miss them if I weren't to have them.
Yeah, I'd miss kind of internet media in general, you know, videos and like the kind of the good bits of the internet where people are all connected and sharing information and stuff like that. I'd feel like I genuinely couldn't live in a world like that now that I know it.
That's fair.
Yeah. Right. Another question here from, it's a big one. It's a screenshotted one. Blake Thomas.
Oh, who does that?
Have you seen any notable Wi-Fi names in the past? Some funny ones I recall are Tell My Wi-Fi Love Her.
Yeah, that's
and
a classic.
I Can't Believe We Can Fi. Why Can Fi? Oh, sorry, I Believe Why Can Fi.
I Can't Believe Wife Not Butter.
Not Butter, yeah. I Believe Why Can Fi.
That's good. I always have a stupid name. Always have. I've had Pretty Fly for a Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I've had Troy and Arbed in the modem. My current one is Travelodge_guest, which I think is really
That's
funny.
That's really funny.
And it has a suitably ridiculous password as well.
Yeah.
It chortles every time people come over. It's top notch.
Yeah.
So yeah, I love that stuff. It brings me great joy.
Ours is just named after our cats at the moment. We used to have a more interesting one, but I can't remember what it was. But I like the password for our Wi-Fi. That always gets a laugh when I explain what it is. Mm-hmm. But
I've forgotten, but you have told us.
Our old one used to be Let the Wookiee Win with like a bunch of numbers all over the fucking place.
Gotta be secured.
But yeah, I can't think of any funny Wi-Fi. And there probably is one where I've been like, ha!
I've seen a screenshot of someone who was somewhere and there was Wi-Fi that was...
who was somewhere? No way.
Someone who was somewhere and they have screenshotted Wi-Fi called We Can Hear You Having Sex.
Yeah.
Which is a good one, like a message from the neighbours.
When my washing machine was leaking slightly, I did change my Wi-Fi to my washing machine is leaking. which served no purpose, but I thought it was helpful and funny. Mm. So, yeah.
I have a question from Liam Carpenter Robson. Hello, BAP.
Hello.
Would you be in favour of national service if, rather than serving in the armed forces for a year, it would mean working in some sort of customer service role instead?
No,
because some of us has already done that by that point.
No, but I think they're saying, like, do you think it would be beneficial if every kid had worked in a customer service role?
So they know how it feels.
In principle, so everyone knows how
yes,
it feels.
Yes, but if people are already doing that as a job, then...
We shouldn't make the teenagers do it. I think we should make the 50-year-old people do it.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Because they don't have any respect for anyone working in a customer service role, because they think that they're God's gift to man, and I think they should personally be forced to work behind a checkout in a co-op for a year and see how they like it when people yell at them for things that are not their fault.
Yep.
Well, I thought the question was going to be what the Tories were proposing, like when they sort of backpedaled and said, oh, it won't just be the army, you'll be able to like do one weekend a month where you like do like community work, like delivered prescriptions
wow.
to people and stuff.
Thanks.
I mean, you know, I think like if there was some kind of non-mandatory organization where it's like, hey, if you're not quite sure you want what you want to do after school or something, you can do this for a year where you just like help your community. I think that'd be a good thing for people to do if they don't know what they want to do. But no, I don't think people should have to work in a customer service role. I don't think anyone should have to do any kind of national service in a mandatory way. There's no reason that they couldn't be, you know. But I guess you don't need the government to set up these services. You can go and work for a charity if you want to. You can go and volunteer for one. So I guess it's just...
And guess what?
What?
The snot-nosed assholes who desperately need this context and other angle on life aren't going to fucking do it anyway.
So you would have to make it mandatory. But then I do think there's problems with doing that. I don't think you should force.
But that's what I mean. Like, even if it's mandatory, the assholes will still find a way to not
do it.
Yeah,
they would.
So ultimately, you're just punishing decent people who probably already are aware of what it's like to work
unless in the service. Unless you make the national service for people who are 50.
That's the solution.
And then that like 90% of
what if you are snot-nosed?
Or if you are snot-nosed.
We're going to go around
you
and
have
find
to,
damn
an arsehole.
Punk kid.
Yeah, someone can report you for being snot-nosed and then you have to do a year of mandatory customer service
work. He's snot-nosed.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, you're going to be mean to me. Don't make me press the snot-nose button.
Snot-nose.
They'll come get you
the
and then they'll take you away.
Yeah.
Some men in like full gear come out and just carry them into a van.
The Ministry of Arseholes.
Yeah.
A blimp flies overhead. With a giant vacuum tube.
Yeah.
Excuse me, miss. Does Brian live here? I've got to take him in.
Yeah.
He's being a snot nose.
I understand that you're harboring a snot nose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So are you looking forward to working for the co-op for a year when you're in your 50s then?
Well, I've already done it, so I don't think I'll
have
to.
So you're exempt? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because I did it, and that's why I'm not a complete cunt when it comes to speaking to people in customer service roles.
Yeah.
Because some of them are really mean and will make teenagers cry.
Yeah, I know.
Mm. And they should be sent to prison.
I agree. Can you make it more musical?
They shouldn't be sent to prison.
It's my turn. This question comes to us. Let go from Jesus. Steven Skodes.
From Jesus.
Hi, BAP. If you could star in a movie, what genres would you be most suitable for?
Oh my God, I was talking about this week. I would love to be in a romantic comedy. One of those real shit ones.
Yeah,
one of those real terrible ones. I would love it.
You could watch yourself every Christmas.
Oh my gosh. This week we found one. My friend Bethan, who I used to watch the movies with, was up for a few days. And we found one that was like out of the blue. It just was like, she suddenly is in Amish country. And then she...
Is there a Jebediah?
She's like, no, there wasn't.
Oh, fuck.
Did they move a barn?
No.
400 people.
They didn't. But it was like, and I was like, oh my God, I would love to just be in one of these. Just for like our movie, my life, just to be in a Hallmark movie as the lead. And they're just always shit. And I would be like, yeah, that's
the role you were born to play.
If it was like you could only ever be in one movie, I'd make it one of those shitty ones. Just so I can be like, good for me.
Mm-hmm.
Every Christmas, someone will stumble upon it, and it'll be called like Christmas in with two N's, the country.
Oh.
And then I'll be like, oh my God.
Spelled C U N T.
R Y, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'd do. What would you do?
I'm thinking big business here. I'm working out how I can make money off this. I'd want to go for sci-fi, like quite high sci-fi, strong concept sci-fi, because then I could probably do appearances at conventions for the rest of my life. Even better, if you can get into Doctor Who, doesn't matter what role you have, you can go to DocCon or whatever it's called, and you've got a bit of work for life. Not enough to sustain you on its own, but you know, that's the thing to do. Like, be a companion. You don't have to be the Doctor, and they're on panels like 3 times a year if they want to be for life.
Wow.
Easy cash.
It's a good idea. I think it would be cool to be
it's okay.
a superhero.
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
I think it would be cool to be a superhero. Don't know which one. Probably one that lets me wear like a muscle suit like Zachary Levi did in those horrible Shazam movies, so I don't have to work out ever. That would be cool. And preferably one that's in the Marvel Cinematic Universe where I can pop up in loads of them and just make repeat appearances.
Yeah.
And actually a decent one. You know, the one that people don't just hate. Like, there's a new trailer for Captain America Brave New World, whatever the hell it's called, and people are shitting over it straight away.
It looks bad.
I didn't think it looked bad, but...
And it's got a former IDF soldier in it, so I'm not watching it.
Oh, I didn't want to be aware of that.
Yeah.
Well, he, you know, but Captain Sam Wilson is the new Captain America, and everyone's like, oh, it's stupid, because he's not Steve Rogers. And they literally say,
You're not Steve Rogers.
In the trailer. Like, that's going to be the whole point of the film, is that he's not Steve
I didn't
Rogers.
Think it was bad because he's Captain America. I thought it was bad because it looked like a White House Down, like, boring action movie, and I was, like, completely switched off immediately.
As someone who doesn't...
Harrison Ford might die in it.
Mm. Well, then I'm back in. I'm just kidding.
As someone who, well, hasn't really followed Marvel movies ever, but especially not now, is that... Is that happening to all of them at the moment? Like, or is that unusual?
No, so Steve Rogers left.
No, I mean...
That they're all none of the
movies.
They're
all just being badly received. When
Oh, it's been on a bit of a slump.
Kind
of.
Yeah, because that's kind of what I've heard.
There's Disney movies Plus, that I've really
much
enjoyed.
Much like with Star Wars, right? It's kind of fucked it for a lot of people because there's a lot of very middling TV shows and the movies that have been there
I just
been
think
mixed.
People need to accept that sometimes TV shows are middling. Like, we would get... 12 seasons of a middling TV show over the 2000s, and it would be like 23 episodes a season. It would be middling 95% of the time.
With bad effects.
And we'd eat it up. Mm. And now we get 8 episodes, people are like, this wasn't the best TV show I've ever watched, therefore, bin.
My
and I'm
problem,
like, okay.
I don't agree with people saying it's the worst thing ever, obviously, but my problem mainly has been that I just don't find the new cast of Avengers and the people revolving around them particularly... appealing, and I can't put my finger on why, but I think the
it's because some of them are women.
Yeah, well, that's mainly it. Yeah, but you said the quiet part out loud for me. Thank you. The main issue that I had, which was always my concern, is that a lot of story and character development has happened in these TV shows, which makes them essential viewing for future films. And I'm not interested in the multiverse. That's not really interesting me. They've had that whole fucking debacle with the dickhead who was playing the new big bad. Yeah, who's now been kicked out. So it's like, so what's going to happen there? I don't know. Apparently the Russos are coming back to apparently maybe do the next 2 Avengers movies, which is exciting. Mm. And if they've got the X-Men in there as well, then that could be good too. Yeah. But as it stands, I continue to watch them all, but I'm really just unenthused by a lot of what's going on.
Yeah, I do that with a lot of things I used to be into and now I'm not, you know, like
Disney.
Yeah, Disney.
There are so many women in it now though, you know, that's one of my main issues with
and none of them are white.
Yeah, that's even worse.
Oh, that gets my goat.
And some of them are members of the LGBTQIA+ community.
How dare they? Couldn't catch me being a woman. You know, the part of the LGBTQ community. Never.
I'm so glad you're white, Ashton. Yeah. Otherwise, it would be really bad. 3 strikes. Yeah. We're being very sarcastic and facetious. That's what these people sound like, is what we're trying to say. Stephen Norrie asks...
We could have called this podcast 3 Straight Whites. Yeah. Is what we could have called it. Mm-hmm.
3 Straight White... Straight White Men, please.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I'm
not
a woman. How dare you suggest that?
Sorry, my apologies.
These boobs aren't real.
No. Stephen Norrie says...
So it's a bad story, Peter, that immediately my brain went, these boobs are made for walking. As soon as you said that, I was like, what a weird thing to think.
And that's what they gone do.
That's just what they'll do.
Yeah. Actually, I think no booms are made for walking because
that'd be bad.
They jiggle too much.
It's true. Yes, very true.
Stay completely.
Yeah. Sorry, Peter. You can finish now.
These booms are made for chronic back issues. Stephen Nari says. Yeah. So, did the first person who discovered cow's milk is kind of nice just suck on another one day or what?
I think so. I think it's something they saw something dripping out and they just.
It took one particularly brave soul.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I'm going to do it. Or.
But it's got to have been more than one particularly brave soul for it to go around the entire world. You're thinking that on every continent, at least one guy thought, I'm going to suck on that now.
Probably.
So that it went round everywhere.
I don't think they sucked on
it. No, they didn't.
It's probably a civil.
They probably squeezed
it. A similar situation to like when does civilization start? And the thing that always comes up is it tools? Is it when the first broken bones that were mended were found that they were caring for each other? People probably made the connection that women lactate to feed their babies and
cows
that's lactating and I'm hungry and that could probably do something.
Yeah.
And there's probably not a huge logical leap between.
But then I just wonder like why we don't drink like pig milk.
That's true.
And like we do drink goat's milk but not as much.
I suppose it's just normal.
Do pigs have milk?
If they're all mammals have
milk. I mean they
milk.
Must have, mm-hmm. right?
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
Yeah. I think it's partly just because we have selected the cow to be our milk-producing animal.
Yeah.
So if we'd selected the pig and bred it in a certain way, we would have really weird, tall pigs with udders bred to be tall enough so you can easily get underneath them and milk them.
Mm-hmm. But
we chose the cow.
I'm still kind of freaked out by goat's cheese, to be honest. It still feels like a forbidden cheese, you know? Mm. Like cheese from different animals feels a bit weird.
It does have a sort of essence of goat about it, doesn't it? It doesn't just taste of goat's cheese or milk, it sort of
tastes of goat,
like, tastes of the smell of goat. I like it. I'm a big fan of goat's cheese. I love goat's milk, huffing goats, but I also love huffing goats, so that's why I love the cheese.
Goat huffer. Mm-hmm.
That smiling robot says, if you could travel through time and witness one event but change nothing, what would it be? Relive a cherished memory from your own past, witness a great historical event you'd never see otherwise, find some way to use information from the past to become an overnight millionaire.
I think we've been asked this before, haven't we? Something similar.
I think it was like if you
what
could change.
What historical event would you go back and
I think I would, if I could get myself a space suit, I'd watch the moon landing. Personally, I just think
in person, like if you get yourself a space suit,
wait on the moon.
Well, I don't. No. And they're like the first. Hey, hold on! There's some woman over there in a space suit.
Hi.
I'm just watching. Carry on. Say the line.
They have to decide whether to leave you behind or not.
I don't know whether I'd want to just be on the ground. I mean, I feel like I'd want to be on the rocket, but I wouldn't deal with it very well, I don't think.
Would you be an invisible observer or can people see?
Well, if
see
you're changing nothing, I would assume that you're kind of just witnessing it there.
Right, yeah.
Like, I would kind of feel like there's lots of, like, big commute, like, worldwide moments, like the moon landing and stuff where like I would love to just be in a space where I could be part of that moment because it's not very often nowadays that like everyone is hooked to their TVs watching something.
Mm-hmm.
The closest it kind of felt was like the Queen's funeral and like the coronation felt like a moment where like people around the country were like locked in on something.
And around the world a lot of people but, as well.
But it was not, it's nowhere near the same as like when the Queen Elizabeth was coronated and how everyone reacted to that. So it's kind of like that energy. I would love to just see that in person.
Yeah. Hmm. Am I safe from harm?
I imagine so.
It's difficult not to name a really tragic event in human history. Just to witness the awesome power of it, like Pompeii or
Titanic or something.
Something like that, yeah.
You know, it's just, you would just be watching.
It would be horrific to see. Yeah, but maybe the creation of the universe, the large bang, you know? The mukbang.
That happened
at the start.
Yeah.
Where everything exploded outwards. That'd be cool to see, but also I think it's kind of like showing, you know those memes where they put like an iPhone in front of and just like its entire, the implication being that its entire universe is melting around it because it's witnessing things it cannot even comprehend.
Yeah.
I feel like that I would come out of that experience a completely changed being.
Yeah, if you witnessed the Big Bang.
A chattering fool, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
More so than I am already.
Maybe, again, this wouldn't necessarily be my answer, but just to mix it up, if we wanted to go with the option to make money, something that you could do is try and witness where some kind of lost treasure or something ended up going. Yeah. I can't think of a specific example, but if there was an actual... Well, I was going to say, if there was a real Holy Grail, because Jesus is supposed to have at least been a historical character, so if he did have a supper before he was crucified and he had a cup, then that would technically be the Holy Grail. But first off, it would just be a cup. And secondly, how would you actually prove? Like, if you then knew where it was and dug it up, you could give it to any... the greatest scientists in the world couldn't say, well, yeah, this is definitely the one that was used by those boys before that night.
Dem boys.
Yeah, so... But something like that, you know, some kind of treasure.
Some lost treasure.
You could prove that is the one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's a question for you.
Oh, yeah?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here it comes. It's a brand new question. And it comes from Alison the Human. Hello, BAP/Dabs.
All right.
Have you ever lost a friendship, brackets S, over something really nonsensical or stupid? What happened, Kisses? Thank you, Alison. I've lost friends over the years, but I think one of them was mainly because we were friends in secondary school and he was a part of our group of friends. And then he came to the same uni as me, but he took a year out and then started in the year below me. And he was just a bit of a prick.
Yeah.
He was really hard to live with. He was very argumentative, like veered more and more right wing. And then when I finished uni, I don't think I really spoke to him much, but we were sort of, you know, that we hadn't just been like, okay, we've fallen out now. We sort of drifted apart a bit. And then when I was going to move away, to move to London, and then after that, I, you know, never lived close by home ever again. I sent him a message and said, hey, you know, I'm moving in a couple of months. Do you want to go grab some food or something? He said, yeah, sure. Or in fact, I think he just never replied. Or he may well have done, and then...
It just never happened.
And I was like, that's genuinely no loss. And then me and my friendship group from that period all agreed that he was just a prick. And so we never bothered to reach out to him or invite him or include him and stuff. And he seems, you know, he seems to be doing just fine. So it just happens in life, I think, a lot of the time.
I went to uni, and one of the girls who I was friends with in sixth form also came to uni at the same time. And she was doing a different course and living in a different place. She didn't stay in student halls. She just went straight to like a nice posh, like almost like second year kind of
fancy
flat.
An actual property.
Her parents had a lot of money. And I felt like I was making quite a lot of effort to be like, let's hang out, you know, like let's see each other. We're literally on the same campus day in and day out. Why wouldn't we make the effort? We went to like a social for like the society I was part of. And I don't know if you guys know this about me. I'm quite confident talking to people and I like to have conversations. Uh-huh. So I'm out there like making friends and like just talking to people. And she just kind of sat there the whole time and was like kind of annoyed at me for like not spending the whole time sat next to her talking to her. Mm. And I was like, but this is a social where it's my first time here. I'm trying to see if they like the vibe of the place. Why wouldn't I have conversations? And then a few months later... No, it must have been a few months later because it was like the January. We all met up. All of my friends were home over Christmas. And I, at some points during my first term of university, had taken some drugs. And she had found out about this and brought it up in front of everyone. And I was like, yeah, like whatever. Like I did some MDMA at a party one night, and that I did it one time and it was fine. I woke up covered in ice cream and I didn't do it again. and she was just like really funny about it and just was really like weird. And then we always would go to her house because she had like a nice big house. Mm. And then she just like stopped inviting me to like all of these things. And I was like, okay, I get the message. And then like, I just don't really see any of those people really anymore because... Mm. They'd all hang out and no one thought to be like, hey, pal, should we invite Ashton? Mm. But you've got this weird thing where you don't want her to come anymore because she did drugs one time.
Sounds so, like no great loss to you.
No, not really. But yeah, weird, weird.
Mm. Being very non-specific, but saying enough to answer the question, I think when we left What Culture, there was someone who was still there who was... very cross with us for reasons that were completely unjustified. And actually, it was very much the other way around. We had every, and were cross, in fact, we had every right to be cross with them yes. about something. And I think once we were kind of out of the picture and Crossman was the only one around and we weren't there to defend ourselves, Crossman was able to tell certain people who we had been very good friends with certain things that just actually were not true. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we lost any friends over it, fortunately, but it still kind of was a bit painful to hear that they at least believed what he was saying.
Yeah.
We've always kind of maintained at the very least, a respect and a happiness for those people, and at best, you know, sometimes had a bit of a chat and a catch up with them. So yeah, we didn't lose friendships over it, fortunately, but a very spiteful person did their very best.
They certainly did. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
cunt.
That.
What?
Someone's like talking about you behind your back, trying to like, oh, love that. You're living in their head rent free just for like, just by.
Oh,
me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it kind of sucks.
I mean, terrible, but like,
it
the
sucks
fact
coming
that they've
back
got nothing
up
better to do and they're just like,
yeah,
oh,
but
that's
it was
we're
also,
doing,
there was also the professional aspect as well that, yeah. you know, it wasn't, it's shit when it happens
don't
to you.
Don't get
me
wrong, it's shit, but like, how funny is it that that guy had
I mean,
nothing better to
it
do?
Is, it is, there is a very small silver lining, but yeah. It's shit when it happens as a friend anyway.
Yeah.
But when it's a professional workplace as well, like just, because people then have since, who were around that person have since left and gone on to other things, and they've got this image of you and I in their head that's just not true, and that's
people,
potentially really harmful to us, which sucks.
Even though those people have also since realized that nasty, spiteful man is a nasty, spiteful man and a snake. I think if they probably stopped and put two and two together, I think that maybe they would question like, oh yeah,
that guy
told me stuff about those people, which is why I have an impression of them, and actually. Maybe those things aren't true.
Mm, I'd hope so. I found it very upsetting.
Yeah,
at the time, absolutely.
And I wasn't a fan of that at all. But yeah. There we are. Some people are pricks and you're better off without them.
That's the kind of juicy gossip you watch After Dark for.
Yeah, absolutely non-specific.
Yeah, very non-specific.
Stuff years and years after the fact.
Uh-huh. Old school YouTube beef.
Yeah.
Yeah, from like Z-list YouTubers.
Stephen Norrie says, most overrated smell? Question mark.
If you say vanilla, I will kick your fucking ass.
I wasn't going to say vanilla.
Good, because
like
that's a go-to for so many people. I think vanilla is an exceptional smell.
Mm-hmm.
Ashton, don't do it.
I don't like
I'll
vanilla.
I'll beat the shit out of you, Ashton.
It's too intense. It's too
I
much
love
for
vanilla.
Me. I like a vanilla ice cream smell, but just straight up vanilla is a bit too much for me.
I like the smell. I like the taste.
I really, really hate artificial strawberry.
Okay.
Mm. And artificial banana. I think people were like, oh my God, like this banana thing is so nice, but I can just smell the artificial banana.
Artificial banana
like,
is not good.
No, yeah, you're right. Yeah. I think vanilla can be intense if it's like a, particularly if it's in someone's car or something, mm-hmm. if you've got an air freshener. But I think if it's just a not intense, you know, if it's just a light vanilla scent, I think it's really nice. Like we've got a cupboard with a load of tea lights in it, and half of them are normal, just plain. And half of them are vanilla scented. And when you open the cupboard, it smells so nice. And it just makes you want to light one.
So when I used to have people over relatively regularly, Ashton, back in my flat, I had a spray bottle of like just, it wasn't even air freshener. It was just like a scent that you sprayed around your house.
Like a room spray
thing. Yeah, and it was vanilla. And I always used to spray that around before people came over. Did you ever smell it, and was it too much?
I didn't really smell it because normally there were so many people there that you kind of just smelling people, really. But I didn't smell the vanilla.
Okay, that's good.
I think maybe if I'd have come in straight after you just sprayed vanilla, maybe I would have been like, ooh.
Good to know. I don't want to ruin anyone's nostril space, you know.
By spraying vanilla.
But I wouldn't ever be like, ugh, it stinks in here, or vanilla. I don't mind vanilla.
I'm not
I just think sometimes it's just too much. Sometimes it is too intense of a smell that it gives me a headache. Like when when you walk past the Lush and it gives
you
a headache.
Yeah, I get that.
When vanilla is intense, it does give me a headache. But yeah. I do like it.
I'm not trying to preserve my feelings as much as make sure that my guests feel comfortable. You know, I'd rather make preparations for when people come over that they're not gonna.
You can still spray your vanilla smell if you want to.
Cool.
I won't be upset.
That's the permission I was after.
So yeah.
That's good. I think this isn't a smell I dislike. But I do think it's overrated. I think fresh grass cuttings, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I think that smells like summer.
Smells of summer. By association, it's like, oh yeah, it must be a nice day outside. Mm-hmm. But the actual smell, like some people will get that smell for, like you can get it in candles and stuff. And I'm like, no, not for me.
I never understand why people have smells like bourbon and cigars mm-hmm. as a candle. I'm like, mm-hmm. why do you want your house to smell like
gun.
That?
Manly.
Manly smell. Gun.
Exhaust.
It's like that funny, that smell thing that yeah. people made for gaming where it's like, blood.
Yeah. Smoke.
Smoke.
Yeah.
Tires burning out.
I haven't picked an overrated one.
Oh, sorry.
No. Oh, I think I have. Did I not read
that? Oh.
I read that.
You
one.
Mean you haven't picked a smell?
I haven't picked a smell yet.
Oh, sorry. An I thought you meant you hadn't smell. Picked a question. I thought I'd skipped two.
What
people.
Is an overrated smell, though? Because basically all food smells are
what
brilliant.
Do you feel about flowers and those? Because I've recently received some flowers.
Right.
I've received more flowers than I can deal with, and okay. I don't know what to do with them. And there's all these multiple in jugs, and I don't know what to do with them. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and I feel like flowers, everyone's like, oh my God, love the smell of flowers. But I just.
Unless it's lavender. Which I love.
Lavender's a good smell.
I'm not really asked about the smell of fresh flowers mm. at all. Like I enjoy them as a gesture and I like them as decoration if I receive them, but the smell doesn't do anything for me, mm. really. I'm not that asked. Like, oh, smell these lovely flowers. It's like, smells like fancy grass. I don't really.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe flowers then. Maybe flowers. Okay, you could pick
sorry.
One.
The best smells are petrol and
petrol.
Blown out matches.
Yes. Birthday cake.
So wrong.
That's what birthday cake
so wrong.
Like.
Petrol smells fucking rank.
No, it doesn't.
Yes,
I
it
don't
does.
Like it lingering. I'm the kind of nerd who wears one of those plastic gloves when I fill up the car because I can smell it for like 24 hours. If I get it on my hands,
yeah.
I can never wash it away. But I do like it when you just open the door at the petrol station.
I like the smell of petrol.
Marley says, what's something that you regretted getting into the hype for? It can be a brand, show, movie, even food counts.
Getting into the hype for.
I don't know. I don't really find myself getting into the hype of things very often. Like, there's stuff where I'm like, that's exciting, that's fun. But like, most of the time I'm kind of not like super, super into something. I just think that there's something wrong with me when people are like, oh my God, I love this band so much. Like, I'll cry whenever I hear their songs. I'm like, I don't feel like that about anything. Mm. What's that about?
Yeah.
Or actually, it's not really the hype, but when Destiny 2 had this big like live event thing in the game where they were like, oh, be on the Earth planet when this is happening and there's like a big live event happening. And me and Ben were like, sure, we've been playing a lot of Destiny. Why not? Let's hop in. And then it took like 2 fucking hours before anything actually happened. And everyone on Twitter's like, is anything happening? And then the devs will be like, yes, it's happening. It's just, it takes a while. And it's like, okay. And then it like did a big thing. But there was like a good hour and a half where we just kind of sat there like, why are we doing this? What is the reason for this?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
but then you were kind of invested so much time and then it's like, well, we're going to have to finish it now.
I think I have quite a high threshold for, like, if I get into the hype for something, it really has to be kind of what you were saying, actually. It really has to be something that it means a lot to me, kind of at its mm-hmm. core. And so, therefore, I don't think I then subsequently end up regretting getting into the hype for stuff. I think it's maybe it's a kind of a self-preservation thing where I'm like, I don't want to get excited about this thing because, you know, if it doesn't like come into fruition, I'm going to be annoyed. So I generally only get excited for things that I know are going to have some kind of payoff anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, usually.
It's probably mainly games for me. There's two notable examples that are from a long time ago, but when I was far less educated about games, and that was Spider-Man 3 on PS3, which I thought would be just the most amazing game ever, and I didn't get very far into it before returning it because I just hated it, and it wasn't a great game. Mm-hmm. And then also Unreal Tournament 3, which the magazine I was reading hyped up as an incredible, like, multiplayer campaign experience. Mm-hmm. And me and my friends who, you know, grew up playing PS2 games together were like, amazing, let's all get it and then have a sleepover and play it. And it was literally just Unreal Tournament.
You just play Unreal Tournament.
With some, maybe, I can't even remember, maybe some cutscenes in between. And then you're just in an arena shooting things over and over again.
Yeah.
It's like, this is not what I wanted at all. Mm-hmm. So... yeah, I think mainly my issue with getting excited for stuff now, tends to be just across the board that the idea of the thing is always more exciting than the thing. Like I'm getting takeaway this weekend and I'm really excited about it, but I know that getting it will be less enjoyable than the excitement about having it, which is kind of sad, but there we are. Here's the thing.
For one more?
Yeah, I think one more. We'll wrap it, we'll round it out with this one from Stephen Norrie. I like a bit of the old death metal, whilst my partner certainly does not. And so in the car, we always end up listening to bloody Radio 2. What compromises slash precedents...
That's not a compromise.
...precedents do you regret having made with people in your lives?
Surely there's a middle ground between death metal and whatever your partner is interested in that is not Radio 2.
Well, maybe Stephen Norrie likes enough stuff on Radio 2 that it is a compromise. I don't regret making any kind of compromises that I can think of because I think they're all fairly reasonable. If I didn't have to do any washing up ever for the rest of my life, that would be great. But I'm happy to do it because it's my contribution to the running of the household.
Yeah. I come to bed at a certain time because I don't want to wake up my partner when she's got work in the morning. Well, I do too, but I feel like I need less sleep than she does. Not today, but and you know, we like worked out a time. Like I think you know, we kind of negotiated. She was like, "Oh, you know, could you come to bed at like 10:30? Because she's in bed by 10 o'clock sometimes." And I'm, it's a bit early for me. And she's like, "What time would you normally go to bed?" I'm like, "I don't know, 12, 12:30." She's like, "Okay, can you come to bed at 11 then?" And that's what we do. And on the odd day where I'm like, I've come back home from work really late, or I've been, you know, doing something, I've not even had an evening yet, I want to stay up later, I'll like creep into our spare bedroom at like 12:30 or 1 o'clock.
Whoa, you're crazy.
Trouble in paradise, they're sleeping in separate rooms.
I've been going to bed at like 9:30 for the past couple of weeks.
Gosh.
Is that weird?
I'm normally in bed by like 10:30.
And I feel like I've done nothing with my evening. I feel like I've got no time to play games, but I'm just so fucking tired that I just want to be in bed as soon as possible, which sucks.
I've just always been like a night owl. Like it gets to like 9 o'clock and that's when I really start to feel like creatively energized. So, you know, it's not that I'm not tired necessarily, but it's like I feel there are too many things that I could be doing right now.
Yeah.
So I'll go and like sit and I'll be like writing stuff or I'll be like doing whatever, you know, so that's why I stay up later. Yeah,
cool.
Compromises,
I can't really think of any. I guess maybe the only compromise, it's not really a compromise, it's just something that's happened, is I have to wake up and feed the cats every morning. Even though me and Ben have to get up at the same time, I always have to be the one that feeds the cats, so I have to get ready and sorted first. So I've got something, because I'm being yelled at by children.
Yeah.
You just sit at, they know I feed them, so they just sit there, go, "Meow!" Oh, and I'm God. Like, please leave me alone. Go away.
Sounds like a dream come true.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Well, there we are, everybody. Thank you so much for your support on Patreon. We appreciate all of you. We hope you enjoyed this episode of After Dark. There'll be a question post going up in the next Monday, asking for further questions to go into the hat. Thank you to everyone who submitted some, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.